It is time now for the Coast to Coast Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan. I am joined on the phone right now by Kira Lynn. Kira, thanks so much for taking some time to chat today. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Thanks, Matt, for having me on.
Anytime. I want to ask you, let's talk about your brand new song, Deeper. It is a great tune. Can you tell us a little bit about your new one and kind of the story behind it and how that one came to be written?
Yeah, so I wrote actually Deeper a while back, and I started writing it on the piano, and I was just thinking of, like, you know, this, like, kind of relationship of, like, you know, going after someone that you know that isn't right for you and just kind of getting yourself into, like, deeper waters. And so it was really piano written in the beginning, and then I brought my friend Riley Thomas on the song, so we wrote it together, and I actually produced it a while back and then kind of sat on it, and just recently, last February, I was like, you know what, I should lay some harmonies down and finally release the song. So took me a bit of time, but here we are.
Very cool. And it's a great song, and I don't know if you've had opportunity to play this song live, whether it be maybe around Nashville or at any point, but what are kind of what's it like playing a song, a brand new song, for the first time for a live audience, and what are those emotions like for you when you do play a song for the first time?
Well, because I wrote it a while back, I did sing it at a lot of different rounds before and got really good feedback. And so then I just, but it's been some years since I played it. And so, so back to it. And I love when there's a piano on stage, though. I love performing on the piano. I also performed it recently with a live band. I'm performing it this Wednesday at a writer's round here in Nashville as well. So I'll be that on piano this time. So, yeah, really exciting. And I just always hope that it kind of touches someone in the audience and that they, you know, can relate to it in some way.
That's awesome. Again, joined right now by Kira Lynn. Kira, what's kind of on the way for you in the next little bit? You said you got an upcoming show. Are you continuing being busy playing live shows here as the year progresses and in 2023, maybe continuing to songwrite, obviously promote the new tune? What's kind of on the way for you in the next little bit here?
I actually set up a lot of writes. I actually opened up my own business here in Nashville, and so I'm going to start having writer rounds here, so just having, like, a platform for me to perform on. And I just want to continue releasing songs. I also have an older song as well called Good Goodbye with the same producer, and I thought I may as well just release these songs that I paid for and I kind of just sat on for a while. And I always love when I write a new song. I'm like, I get really excited about that new song, and then sometimes I'm guilty of, you know, kind of forgetting about or putting on the back shelf these songs that I've already done. So I just want to keep getting those out there because they mean a lot to me as well.
Very cool. And we talked a little bit before we started recording here that you're living right now in Nashville. Just want to ask how that's been going. I mean, I've been to Nashville 4 times. It's been a while since I've been there. But it's a fantastic city. It's magical. How are you enjoying your time living in Nashville?
Oh, I love Nashville. I mean, it's beautiful. The hardest part, I always say, it's hard being away from my family.
Yeah.
My parents are like my best friends, so that's kind of tough. And I miss, you know, the mountains. I love Jasper. I love Banff. I love going skiing. So that's kind of hard. But, I mean, I'm really grateful to be where I'm at because, you know, I'm around so many musicians. I know there's so many talented musicians as well in Canada, but it's hard when, you know, in Nashville, there's just, it's just you feed off of each other, right?
Yeah,
because
for sure.
So many around you and different ages, different, you know, styles, all that. And so it's very inspiring. And it's really honestly such a networking community too. I mean, you go out and you meet a songwriter and you end up writing the next week. And so that's, it just gives them more opportunity and a good platform.
So you mentioned that you enjoy skiing, which makes it a little difficult living in Nashville because I don't think there's skiing opportunities in Tennessee. But do you go skiing much? Because here in the kind of Western Canada, we've been getting a fair amount of snow the last little bit. So if you're back in Alberta, I think skiing would be easily accessible.
Yeah, so there's a little place called Gallenberg, about like 3 hours away from Nashville, and it's really beautiful. I went there for the first time recently, but like, yeah, it's like apparently there's like a little hill or something to go skiing, but nothing beats, you know, Jasper and like all those places I grew up going to in Canada. So, yeah. Well,
that's very cool. I didn't even know a place like that existed in Tennessee. That's kind of cool. I find that.
Yeah, it's actually by Dollywood. Dolly Parton has a big, like, theme park out there, which I actually haven't visited yet, but I want to.
That's cool. I love it. Finding out more about Tennessee. That's cool. I got to get back there. Kira, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. It's great catching up. Love the sound of the new tune, and we wish you all the best going forward, and we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Matt, for having me on.